Ted Griffin is an alt kind of guy. In the 1980s, he was in on the ground floor of the alt country music scene with his band, the Long Riders, in Los Angeles. More recently, he helped add an alt and a hyphen to bluegrass music.
If you love them and you leave them, if you love them but not for long, then you'll sit and see love in shadows, you'll only miss her when she's gone.
Sid Griffin is an eighth generation Kentuckian, maybe you could hear that. But now he lives in England, and in addition to playing the mandolin, the harmonica, and the auto harp, Mr. Griffin writes documentary radio scripts for the BBC. He's written several books, including a couple about Bob Dylan. He and his band, the Cole Porters, that's C-O-A-L, have just released their fifth album. It's called Find the One. And Mr. Griffin joins us now from the studios of the BBC in London. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
First off, maybe you could just tell us what you think alt bluegrass is.
The Cole Porters wanted to differentiate between normal bluegrass. I mean, I love bluegrass in its purest, most distinct form. But the problem is, particularly with young people or folks that are into rock and roll, they think there's going to be a number of songs about dear old mother and the old village bridge. And we don't sing that kind of music. The one theme that's in old bluegrass that we've carried on with is, of course, death, which is just a universal. But a lot of the bluegrass themes you had to jettison. And then the other thing is we've sort of souped up the musicianship a little in that we play bluegrass and make it alt bluegrass also by playing it with a sort of rock and roll chip on shoulder attitude.
Well, I would like to play something that we think is probably as alt as you can get in the bluegrass department. It is the last cut on the new CD. This is your signature encore song. It's the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls go by.
I would not have believed it, but I must say that you did turn this tune into bluegrass music.
It's lovely because it allows people that are new to the Cole Porters show to grasp something they've heard before if they've come out of rock and roll or pop music. And also, I must say at the end, even if they've not had a beer, and certainly if they have had a beer, everyone likes going, na, 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 na. So the audience all sings along like Pete Seeger at some folk concert.
I wonder, has living in England, has it changed the bluegrass sound for you, even your notions of alt bluegrass?
Yes, it has. Coming over here, where you hear the music of the Scottish Highlands, where a lot of the fiddle music gave birth to bluegrass, it was one of the linchpins of the sound, and the music of Galway Bay in the west of Ireland, you realize that it's not what it seems, and there's a lot more, they can paint from a lot more colors in bluegrass than some people in the United States, I think, would recognize.
You know, I think about bands like the Stones, and of course Eric Clapton and others, who really worshipped American blues music and brought it back to British audiences in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. Has bluegrass ever traveled like that?
Bluegrass has pockets where it's traveled exactly in the way that rhythm and blues traveled to the UK and was embraced by people like Clapton and the Stones. For instance, interestingly enough, where the American Eighth Army was the army of occupation in 1945, all those places, in fact, everywhere the American soldiers were at the end of the Second World War, are bluegrass hotspots. I speak of West Berlin and places in Germany, the Munich, Bavarian area. I speak particularly of the Czech Republic, which is the Czech Republic of all places.
Yeah.
Budvar and Prague have some of the greatest bluegrass musicians in the world. And then, of course, in England and Scotland and Ireland, it was easy to go back from the States because there's been so much back and forth cultural mishmash.
Now, you actually have one of the world's great rock guitarists playing with you on this album. Richard Thompson on Hush You Babe.
without a word.
I thought, who could we have playing this record? And if there's ever a human being whose musicianship was not just stellar, but broke down barriers and crossed musical borders and brought people together, it has to be Richard Thompson. And it was easy to get Richard on the record. I should say it was hard. I mean, you had to go through his people, met my people, but no people met any people. We just made one phone call and he was in. And God bless him for it. Thank you, Richard.
Speaking of legends, you and the Cole Porters do an acoustic version of David Bowie's Heroes on this CD. Now, this is a very different version, a reimagining of the song. How did you figure out what you wanted to do with that?
There's bigger David Bowie fans out there than myself, but I think Heroes in particular is just, Cole Porter would have been proud of it, Lennon and McCartney would have been proud of it, and Richard Rodgers or Hammerstein, they'd have been proud of it. It's just a cracking song. And I was thinking we could possibly do it more bluegrassy and up-tempo and all that stuff. And the gang was saying, no, slow it down, make it a campfire ballad. And so we just really got into that vibe.
I can remember standing by the wall, and the guns shot above our heads,
and we kissed like nothing before.
I wonder if you could talk about your harmonies a little bit. How do you share them out with the group? And do you switch roles?
We have three lead singers, as it were, in the Cole Porters. And we always did harmonies between us as three-part. And recently, we had a young man had to leave the band. He was replaced with a wonderful guy named Tally Trode. And Tally, he's a genius at doing harmonies. He sings wonderful. He sings like a Phil Everly or a David Crosby. He sings wonderful high parts. And another thing that makes us all bluegrass, funny enough, is that we're not singing the traditional bluegrass harmonies that you've heard on so many Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys records at Al. We're singing harmonies that have come out of country music and even some slightly sort of Manhattan Transfer, Lambrick, Hendrix, and Ross kind of thing. We're not singing straight bluegrass harmony all the time. No.
Well, you know, it's people who care about bluegrass tend to be so very pure about it. You know, they really love the old ways of doing it. Are you running into any kind of
Yes. I'd have to say that the gang and I, there's no question, we go over a little better when there's an element of a non-traditional audience there. We just played a traditional bluegrass festival, and I could tell they thought we were sort of a curiosity. I particularly like it when the Cole Porters play just an indie rock festival and they think, who are these guys? And at the end of 40, 45 minutes set at some big festival stage, we've got them dancing in the aisles or whatever. I love that.
Sid Griffin, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you all.
From London, Sid Griffin, he and his band, the Cole Porters. Their new album is called Find the One.
I get the feeling you're reeling me right in.
You can hear a couple of cuts off that CD, including all of Paint It Black, at nprmusic.org.
Ask me again, please ask again.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Claudine Bade and produced by Peter Breslow, Tom Bullock, Elaine Heinzman, Jemmy Waters, Hansi Lo Wang, Chris Benderev, Tom Dreisbach, and Rebecca Hersher. Barry Hardiman and Jeffrey Bennett edit the program. Ned Wharton produced today's show. This week we welcome our new interns, Sarah Amos and Claire Grodin. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo, assisted by Burke Hun. Our librarian is Kim Molesky. Our web editor this week is Stephanie Federico. Our web producers are Dina Farrington and Steve Mullis. The senior editor is Sarah Gilbert. Sarah Lucy Oliver is our supervising producer. And the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
I'll be conceding your love will never end. I'll know the answer to the question from my friend. Ask me again, please ask again. Ask me again, ask me again.